Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 63 degrees. The storm known as Isaias is set to move over New Jersey on its way to the greater New York City area before striking New England.
The Jersey Shore is getting ready for high seas, rain, and storm surge flooding, but the rain will also be significantly far away from the beaches.
Depending on where you are in inland New Jersey, you should expect drenching rains.
Upwards of 6 inches, says Governor Phil Murphy. That's enough to cause flooding and swell creeks and streams, threatening homes. A state of emergency for New Jersey has already been declared. Isaias is expected to continue northeast towards New York City, but storm watches are posted north to Maine. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, it was a hurricane. Now it's been downgraded again. Isaias is now a tropical storm. Today is primary election day in Kansas, with parties choosing candidates to run in the general election in November. The most important race in the state is for the U.S. Senate seat vacated by the retiring Pat Roberts. 10 Republicans and 2 Democrats are vying for the chance to run. Voters will also decide on state Senate and House nominees and a number of county races, with many on the ballot unopposed. Polls open at 6 a.m. in Sedgwick County, will close at 7 p.m.
Polling locations in Sedgwick County have implemented several safety precautions so you can vote in the primary.
You'll find face shields and gloves on the poll workers. Deputy Election Commissioner Melissa Schinders tells KSN News those are just a few of the changes you'll notice when you walk into your polling place.
They do sit behind a plexiglass sneeze guard. And so instead of handing the ID to the polling worker, they'll hold it up to the plexiglass. They'll get checked in. They'll be given a take-home stylus to use to sign that poll book.
The machines are also being arranged differently to allow for social distancing. But because of mail-in ballots, it's unlikely all races will be able to be called on election night.
We will be reporting results Tuesday night, Wednesday, and Thursday, because we can take mail as late as Thursday as long as it has that postmark date by the 4th at 7 p.m.
And on the south side of the Sedgwick County Courthouse, you'll be able to drop off your mail-in ballot if you're not comfortable with going inside any of the polling locations. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
More discussion on Capitol Hill toward relief for families as a result of the coronavirus pandemic.
Democratic leaders say there is progress, but more needs to be done. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said food insecurity, unemployment, and evictions are concerns.
The way we can correct so much of that is for us to defeat the virus.
She said that takes policy and money. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they went through those numbers.
How many children can you feed with this amount of dollars? For how long? How many schools can you protect?
The sides remain at odds over weekly unemployment payouts to families. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Trump is urging Americans to take the virus seriously and do their part to slow the spread.
I urge all Americans to continue to socially distance. Wash your hands, wear a mask when you cannot avoid crowded places, and to protect the elderly.
The president in a news conference also said a lockdown is not a viable option, noting it's time to begin reopening the economy and the schools. The Sedgwick County Health Department says there have been now 4,506 COVID-19 cases reported in the county, and the county's coronavirus-related deaths now number 43. State Health Department reports 28,876 COVID-19 cases in the state, with 365 COVID-related deaths. KNSS News Time now, 6:04. Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this Tuesday morning. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning, in traffic here in the Wichita area, the gasoline prices, the low end hasn't changed much out there. I'm actually still seeing about $1.94 a gallon at the low end for the gasoline prices, but I suppose you could say the good news is the high end is coming down. As of yesterday, I was still seeing prices around $1.05 and $1.04 a gallon, or $2.05, $2.04 a gallon, and now it's closer to $2 a gallon at the high end. So the high end coming down a little bit, the low end staying right where it was. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some cloud cover was making its way into south central Kansas due to some thunderstorms off to our west. Those will diminish, then partly cloudy and 81 for the high this afternoon. We will likely have a complex of thunderstorms move in well after midnight. Our low 62. Morning showers and storms on Wednesday, then sunny and 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 62 degrees. We have an east wind at 6 miles per hour. Another very nice day across south central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 84 degrees, normal high for the date, 92. Today is August 4th. On this date in 1980, a record 42 consecutive days of 100-degree plus heat finally ended at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. 42 days in a row where they were over 100 degrees down in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Well, we just about had that in the summer
about
of 80.
About the same summer, yeah, that we had the big heat wave here. On this date in 1987, the Federal Communications Commission voted 4-0 to abolish the Fairness Doctrine, which required radio and television stations to present balanced coverage of controversial issues. In other words, if I went on the air and gave an opinion, I had to give equal time to somebody else with an opposing opinion. That went out the door, and with that, frankly, that's where Rush Limbaugh was born.
Yep.
Right there. Because all of a sudden, you could, it's all of our talk show hosts now. You can give all the opinions you want. You never have to offer equal time. So it's interesting because before that was abolished, I was doing commentary every day, strictly labeled commentary, which meant I was giving my opinion. And if anybody wanted equal time, I always gave it to them. You know, I just automatically, if they asked, yeah, come on, tell me what you want to do. Or write me a letter. I'll put it on the air. But 1987 was kind of a, that was a watershed day.
Yeah, it sure was.
Oh, in radio broadcasting.
But it was a unanimous decision.
Yeah, 4-0. Unanimous decision. You're right.
I think they were getting tired of the bureaucracy of having to deal with
Probably so, yeah. New York City prosecutor fighting to get President Trump's tax returns has told a judge he's justified in demanding them because of public reports of extensive and protracted criminal conduct at the Trump Organization. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr. seeking 8 years of Trump's personal and corporate tax records, but has disclosed little about what prompted him to request the records, other than part of the investigation related to payoffs to two women to keep them quiet about alleged affairs with Trump. So, still trying in New York City, Mr. Vance still trying to get those records, and so far, still trying. The U.S. Navy is investigating an incident in which dogs attacked a Colin Kaepernick stand-in during a canine demonstration during a 2019 fundraiser at the Navy SEAL Museum in Florida. The Navy said in a statement posted on Twitter that officials became aware of the video Sunday. Kaepernick is a former San Francisco 49ers quarterback who began kneeling during the playing of the national anthem before games to protest social injustice and police brutality. He played his final NFL game in January of 2017. The videos were apparently posted on Instagram last year and resurfaced over the weekend. Navy statement says the inherent message of this video is completely inconsistent with the values and ethos of naval special warfare and the U.S. Navy. So they're using a colon stand-in for the dogs to attack. Okay. They got in trouble. How about that? 6:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And hey, voting day.
Yep. Got a beautiful morning out there. There's a big, bright moon in the southwest sky.
Yeah. And not a lot of wind. And,
nope.
It's very nice.
One more nice day before it starts looking more like summer again.
Yeah.
Towards the weekend. Yeah.
So the polls opened at 6. They will close at 7. And as we've been saying, the big race is the one for U.S. Senate. And the big one everybody's paying attention to is the Republican side, where they've got to 10 candidates. That's going to be one of them's going to surface today. As you've been hearing in our news this morning, it looks like we're not going to have all the returns tomorrow morning. Maybe we'll have preliminary or tentative, but it's going to take a little bit to count all these votes because of some of these last-minute mail-in votes, they're going to drop them off at the courthouse or whatever. There's many. There's Sedgwick County races, unopposed, just a lot of little numbers to punch or push spaces to punch. And they got a stylus, I guess, you can take home with you, Ted.
Yeah, I've got one.
You got one, Jed? And
yeah.
And taking all the precautions, putting up the spit shields and so forth.
The stylus it's nice. It says I voted on it.
Really?
And it's a pen. The other side of it is actually a pen.
Hmm.
The side where the eraser would be on a pencil is the actual stylus. So.
All right. Very good.
Do they do stickers too?
Yes, you can get a sticker.
They should
as well.
Have saved money by just having the stylus be the new door prize instead of the sticker.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't get a sticker. I voted by mail. I kind of feel cheated now that you mentioned it, Ted. But I didn't get a sticker. All right.
No, and you didn't get a stylus either.
You got a stylus?
No.
Not even a thank you. That's all right. I don't vote to get trash and trinkets. Our little promotional items.
Well, whichever candidate you voted for, send you their thanks.
Oh, I'm sure. They're going to be so grateful. And they won't even know who they are or who I am. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Tuesday morning. Let's go ahead and check the sports this morning. Lead off sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Well, the National Baseball Congress World Series, the 86th version, got underway yesterday. On day one of competition, didn't wrap up until 1:30 in the morning, so about 5 hours ago, they finally finished up in Hutchinson for day one of competition. Yesterday's winners included the Denver Cougars, Liberal BJs, Lone Star Texas, Hayes Larks, and the Colorado Cyclones. Now we go into day two of competition today with 5 more games on the schedule. The first team eliminated will come today. We start with a loser's bracket game in Hutchinson at 3 o'clock, and then 2 more games after that in Hutchinson. Liberal BJs and the Hutchinson Monarchs at 6 o'clock. Hayes Larks and Lone Star Texas, the late game. And we have 2 games here in Wichita at X Stadium. Starting at 6 o'clock tonight, the Cheney Diamond Dogs and the Colorado Cyclones. And that'll be followed by the Santa Barbara Foresters and the Denver Cougars. There's your lineup for the NBC World Series today.
So we're playing in 2 different places then.
Yes, we are. 2 sites this year, Hutchinson and X Stadium. Big 12 Conference Football announcing a 10-game schedule, 9 conference games, 1 non-conference game. And that will start, they're looking at the football season to start in mid to late September. Some thoughts on that from Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN radio host over on Sports Radio KFH.
So the Big 12 is going conference plus 1. ACC went conference only plus 1, meaning you play 1 non-conference game. Now, the ACC said it had to be in your state, right? It had to be at your venue, which is easily done if you're Florida, Florida State, if you're Clemson, South Carolina, right? I mean, it's in your state. You're not leaving your state, right? I mean, Georgia Tech, you know, Kentucky, Louisville. Big 12, man, you had Tennessee and Oklahoma. Tennessee was scheduled to go to Oklahoma.
So there you go, a Big 12 conference making plans for a 10-game football schedule coming up. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals beginning a 2-game swing in Chicago at Wrigley Field against the Chicago Cubs. Did not go well for the Royals. They lose 2-0, and they get beat by a guy they traded to the Cubs. Alec Mills went 7 scoreless innings. And the Royals' offense is just doing nothing right now. Here's Royals manager Mike Matheny.
It's frustrating for the whole group because we know the kind of potential that we have for our offense. And when we get that kind of pitching, we make defensive plays, it just comes back to an offense that we know has the potential to put up big numbers. It's just the consecutive hits. We're just having trouble getting multiple under the inning. And once again, Sometimes it looks like not much, but that's everything contrary to the approach that I know that they're taking as we walk up there. So it's we got to get a change. We got to get it fixed.
Well, the Royals are at the bottom of the American League. The Cubs are at the top of the National League, and they'll go at it again one more time tonight in Wrigley. Cubs on a four-game winning streak. The Royals are on a four-game losing skid. 7 o'clock tonight, Royals-Cubs from Wrigley, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. NBA action in the bubble in Orlando last night. Toronto Raptors, Miami Heat. Massive game for former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet, starting at shooting guard for the Raptors. Fred with a career-high 36 points. He made 7 three-pointers and then went 13 for 13 at the free-throw line.
Wow.
He was just all over the place.
How
Miami could not stop him. The Raptors win their 6th in a row, and they are in the number 3 spot overall in the NBA right now, late in the regular season. And a happy birthday today to one of the great athletes to ever come out of the state of Kansas, John Riggins. Former KU running back is 71 today. Born in Seneca, Kansas. Went to Centralia High School in the far northeast part of the state. Became an All-American running back at KU. Led the Jayhawks to the 1969 Orange Bowl. John Riggins is still number 5 all-time in rushing yards at KU 50 years later.
He had a brother named Junior, too.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and anyway, played for the Redskins all those years. And kind of a strange fellow.
Yeah, a little march to the beat of his own drum, but he's one of the all-time greats.
Yes, he is.
John Riggins, Kansas native, 71 today. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, Jed, what do you got? We got a call from one of my neighbors. What was the deal there?
He said there were several people that were near the polling location that they were supposed to go to vote to, and it's not open.
Yeah.
And they couldn't figure out where they needed to go. So they were wanting you to find out if you could.
That's beyond my scope. How can I find out?
Where is your polling place?
My house is on 14th, and I have voted in two places over the years. Either Woodland Methodist Church, which is north of 13th, or you go south of 13th down to Lutheran Church. Those are the two. If they're listening, those are the two places I've ever voted. The Lutheran Church or the Methodist Church?
See, my polling place changed this year. It used to be at the Hebrew Synagogue, which is the only place I've really ever gone. But, of course, they sold the place and left, so I've got a new polling place this year. And if I hadn't read the little card they mailed me a couple weeks ago, I would have overlooked it.
Yep. Well,
so you got to pay attention to that card. It has the address on it when they send it to you.
The Riverside neighborhood is the only place, two places that I know where I live. So if they live close to me, it's got to be one of those two, either the Lutheran Church or the Methodist Church, I would think. If not, good luck to you. Appreciate it. 6:22 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it up for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Do you really need to take dietary supplements? That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.